Our goal is to make this really accessible, tell you what you need to know, give you important context, give you, obviously, we are so different, right? Don's from Louisiana. Caitlin's from Alabama. I'm from Minnesota. Mm. We represent a lot of America that I think is underrepresented just broadly in, you know, mass media in general, right? The coast really obviously get a lot of coverage. So we're going to give you those, I wouldn't say perspectives, right? This isn't about opinion. This is about news. But, you know, I have a different context to things because I'm a mom of two little kids and I'm from Minnesota, right? So we're going to help you digest the news you need to know. So the news first, hard news, what you need to know first. And yes, we're going to have a little fun and there's going to be light segments, which is nice. I'm going to get to smile a little bit more, laugh. I know nothing. I will tell you, this is what we've realized in rehearsals. I know nothing about pop culture. I'll tell you anything in the Wall Street Journal. Tell you what's going on with business. And then pop culture, I'm like, what? Like, there's some celebrity that we were going to interview the first week. Okay. And Caitlin came in and makeup, and she's like, Poppy, oh my gosh, did you hear we got so-and-so? And I was like, I looked at her with a blank stare, and she looked at me, and she goes, oh my God, you don't know who that is.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. That is Poppy Harlow, CNN anchor and co-anchor of the new CNN flagship morning show, CNN This Morning. Really excited to have her on. She was really cool to talk to. Really fun. We were having a couple of laughs there about how she really doesn't know anything about pop culture. And if you listen to the full interview, you'll hear my suggestions to her is what I can do to help her get better at pop culture. But she was really great to talk to. We get into her background, how she almost went to law school, the big influence and impact her father had on her life, who she lost when she was 15, what she learned early on as a journalist, and just was really cool and fun. And it was a really interesting conversation, wide ranging. But before we get to the full interview, I was thinking about Halloween, and you know, we live in a politically correct world now, which is fine, but sometimes it gets a little too politically correct. And I know a lot of people out there maybe have done this. I was thinking about Halloween, and every Halloween, my parents would dress me as a hobo. Yeah, that's what they called it. You know, they give you daddy's old clothes, they send you out. They didn't want to spend money on costumes. And you might know somebody that did that or you did it yourself. And think about it, it was kind of weird. It would be considered insensitive now. You couldn't do it because a hobo is a homeless person and people would be upset about that. And it was weird if you think about it. I mean, think about it. Our parents dressed us as homeless people and sent us out onto the streets at night to collect free food in front of real homeless people. And it sucked. I never got candy. Every house, baked beans and a harmonica. That was it. All right. Well, listen, enjoy the interview with Poppy Harlow. Please follow me on social media. Also, on my website, you can see my latest appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, paulmercurio.com. I was really excited about the way that came out. And hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy Poppy Harlow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Very excited to have on an award-winning journalist and anchor from CNN, who is currently can be seen in her new role as co-anchor with Don Lemon and Caitlin Collins on the new CNN morning show, CNN This Morning. It's Poppy Harlow. Great to have you on the show.
Good morning. It's so great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Very excited about your new gig. And I know you were doing CNN Newsroom with Jim Sciutto, which I loved and was one of my favorite shows to watch because, well, you guys are really good together. You both brought different perspectives, you know, especially his foreign affairs and security experience and your sort of business background and journal. It was just a really good 2 hours. This is a different animal. Morning shows tend to be. Yeah. This Chris Licht, who the CEO, chairman of CNN, said, the revamp show will be sort of a mass appeal play was his phrase. So these morning shows tend to be a little bit broader in terms of, you know, the kind of things that they do. So how do you make that adjustment as a journalist going from sort of a harder news kind of show or if you will, within CNN to something that's going to be maybe a little bit broader?
Well, thank you for saying that. Jim Sciutto and I, my former co-anchor, were texting yesterday and he's just wishing me well and saying the nicest stuff. And I miss him for sure. And this is a new adventure. This is a new show. But I think you'll find a similarity in that this is still CNN. So the news is always first. So there will be a lot of hard news, right? But I think what'll be different is that it's a different hour. I mean, it's, you know, 5 a.m. in Minnesota where I'm from, 6 a.m. out here on the East Coast, 3 a.m. on the West Coast. And people are waking up. For many, we're their first introduction to news. What happened overnight? What do they need to know as they're getting their kids out the door, as they're making breakfast? So our goal is to make this really accessible, tell you what you need to know, give you important context, give you, obviously, we are so different, right? Don's from Louisiana. Caitlin's from Alabama. I'm from Minnesota. We represent a lot of America that I think is underrepresented just broadly in, you know, mass media in general, right? The coast really obviously get a lot of coverage. So we're going to give you those, I wouldn't say perspectives, right? This isn't about opinion. This is about news. But, you know, I have a different context to things because I'm a mom of two little kids and I'm from Minnesota, right? So we're going to help you digest the news you need to know. So the news first, hard news, what you need to know first. And yes, we're going to have a little fun and there's going to be light segments, which is nice. I'm going to get to smile a little bit more. I know nothing. I will tell you, this is what we've realized in rehearsals. I know nothing about pop culture. I'll tell you anything in the Wall Street Journal. Tell you what's going on with business. And then pop culture, I'm like, what? Like, there's some celebrity that she was going to interview the first week. And Caitlin came in and makeup, and she's like, Poppy, oh my gosh, did you hear we got so-and-so? And I was like, I looked at her with a blank stare, and she looked at me, and she goes, oh my God, you don't know who that is. And I was like,
so
I
here's-
do not.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. You will learn. We were talking off air. I worked on The Daily Show, The Colbert Report. I work on The Late Show. I'm going to come over, make some coffee.
Please.
We'll have some drinks. And I'm going to have these. I'm going to have just face cards. I'm going to hold up a face and you need to tell me who it is. 5 seconds. And I'll be like, you know, I'll hold up a card and you'll say that's George Clooney. And I'll be like, no, that's Liam Hemsworth. You really suck at this, Poppy. We got to get better. And then we'll keep going.
I do. Oh, God. I need this. Between you, Don, Caitlin, and my husband, who's like, life's mission is to get me to know what is happening on Twitter. We will make this work.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's, I didn't know this, you know, until, you know, kind of reading up on you a bit, you were an anchor and a reporter for New York One and Forbes Video Network. So what do you learn early on as a reporter and a journalist that like are kind of absolutes that you need to adhere to no matter how experienced you are and no matter what type of show you're doing, whether it's the CNN newsroom show with Jim or this sort of different morning show or, you know, doing a business reporting, what are some of those pillars that journalists really have to sort of have?
Yeah. So I'm so glad you brought that up because all three of us, myself, Don, and Caitlin, have all been for a long time reporters. We all started out as correspondents first. We didn't start as anchors. And so we've spent, you know, countless years, if you combine all of our work in the field, doing the reporting, right? And so I think we sit at that anchor desk as journalists, reporters, more than anything. And I love, you know, Don has been saying, and I think he's so right about this show and just his approach in general. He said, it's about being curious, not judgmental. And I think good reporters are curious, right? And that's what leads to follow-up questions that often elicit the most telling answers from people, not because you're judgmental, not because you're arguing with them, because you're curious at why they said that, you're curious at why that's their opinion, you're curious to know more. So being curious, not judgmental, I think is the core to being a good reporter. And even like I went to law school last year. I took some time off our morning show and I went to law school and I was still working at CNN and launching a CEO show for when we had CNN Plus. But what law school also taught me actually was, you know, lawyers, good litigators, see both really like understand both sides of an argument and where they're coming from, whether they agree with one side or not. It's not my job to agree with either side, but they see it, right? And then they can ask the smart questions on both sides of that argument to get to the truth. And that's exactly the same for a reporter. And that's what we bring, we hope, and what we try every day to bring to the anchor desk.
Well, you know, it's like you read my notes beforehand because number 4 on my list of things to talk to you about was journalism and law into two professions that intersect for you. Yeah, because I was an attorney myself. I did corporate law. I did M&A corporate law at a Wilkie Farr and Gallagher in New York. And then I did M&A investment banking at Credit Suisse. And then I thought, how could I give my mother a heart attack?
Happening right now.
What's that?
The Credit Suisse. Yeah. No, yeah. Just what's happening with with Credit Suisse. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
So then, a lawyer, good for you.
And then left to be a comedian and a commentator and all of that. So, but I love your story about the law because, yes, you got your master's in studies at Yale, but you know, your dad was a patent attorney, and there's a really great moment that you describe that you say, as a little girl, I would sit with him at the kitchen table and he would take apart a camera or a printer and say, look, Poppy, this is where they infringed the patent. And this is why we're going to court. And I remember talking to Bob Costas on my show, and I'm like, how'd you get, what was it about? You always can find something in somebody's childhood that informs what their interests are, what they're going to do. And for Bob, it was listening to St. Louis Cardinal games in his bed as a 10-year-old boy and being enthralled with Jack Buck's commentary. And that's why he wanted to be a broadcaster. So law, I know, and you applied to law school initially, obviously your father had a big influence on you, and exactly what you just said about journalism, because as I was researching you, it's like there are these parallels that journalists and lawyers do, which is ask the questions, the Socratic method of teaching, be curious, don't be judgmental. Do you think that you've been able to pivot? And you've talked about the three pillars of pivoting for you, which we could talk about in a minute, but do you think you've been able to pivot from the idea of being a lawyer to a journalist because of your dad and the influence that he had on you? And
totally.
Totally.
Thank you for bringing it up. I mean, my dad, I've been thinking about him a lot, especially, I mean, every day, but especially as we launched this show. But he, so my dad, like you said, Jim Harlow from Minneapolis, was an intellectual property litigator. He loved intellectual IP law so much, and he taught me to love the law. I mean, that really is, he really taught me how to love the law. And he taught me as a little girl what it meant to infringe on a patent or steal someone's technology, and why he's like, this is why I do what I do every day, and this is why sometimes I'm gone, and why I have to fly to trial and do these depositions. And he taught me to love it. And then he passed away when I was 15. And, you know, I in so many ways am my father's daughter. And I then, you know, had wanted to go to law school, but then in college, I started interning in news at CBS News, and then ended up following the news path, which I'm so glad I did. But I then had that itch of law that was like still there, and I wanted to scratch it. And then a few things happened. I you know, on our show, Jim and I cover the Supreme Court decisions, and they come down at 10 a.m. Eastern, right?
Yeah.
And so that was like the most fascinating part of my show every fall when the decisions would, or every spring rather, when the decisions would come down. And then a few years ago, right after my son Luca was born, days after my son Luca was born, I interviewed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And after I interviewed her, I was like, I have to figure out a way to go to law school. I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want a JD. I don't want to practice law. I want to stay a journalist, but how can I do this? And then CNN, incredibly, I remember my boss at the time, I told him about this program at Yale. I said, but if I get in, I can't do my show every day, 9 to 11 a.m. I got to commute 3 hours in the train each day up to New Haven. And he's like, you get into Yale Law School and I will make it happen. And he did, and true to his word. And CNN stood by me for 9 months of this crazy commute, 6 hours, four days a week to New Haven.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much. And they're like, okay, you're just going to anchor every holiday, every like weekend breaking news, you know, whatever you're not going to be anchoring. And that was true.
But that was great.
To really get a like basic fundamental understanding of so many, like constitutional law, civil procedure. I took a really, really meaningful course called capital punishment. Mm-hmm. And administrative law opened my eyes so much about, you know, how the administrative state works.
Right.
So I loved it so much. And it's all because of my dad.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story. I mean, I don't regret getting my degree at all, because I think it's a little different than any other master's program or advanced degree, because it teaches you to think a certain way, in a little different way, which I think I would imagine for journalism is great. I mean, as a writer and as a comedy writer, it's great because you always want to go to layers, you know, you want to find that next layer. And I got to be honest with you, kind of your passion about making a difference. We have a lot in common, because the Boys Club, I know I don't know if you're still serving on the board.
Oh, yeah, Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it was a big part of my life.
But I still volunteer and I'm involved. Was it?
Yeah. And my parents sent me there all the time. You know, our neighborhood kind of was so-so, and I think it was way my parents to kind of keep me out of trouble a little bit. But I was a swimmer. I swam there. I did the woodworking, metal shop. I lived at the Boys Club. And I've always said, like, if there's anything I can ever do for the Boys Club, I want to, because it's a really special place that made a big difference in my life. And yeah. So it's funny how we have these similar lives in a way, law and but I was thinking, you know, yeah. I could see you being a public defender if you were a lawyer because of your passion to make a difference. You've talked about the Flint parents and you having to be their voice and ask the questions they wanted to be and needed to be asked. And you having this passion to make a difference and impact people's lives and the curiosity. I could see you being a public defender if you chose to go the path of law, because you seem to be doing all of that as a journalist, which is bravo to you, you know?
Thank you for saying that. I mean, what are the four words inscribed above the Supreme Court? Equal justice under law. Everyone deserves not just representation, but competent representation. And that is so lacking in our justice system for so many. And as you know, but thank you for saying that. Yeah, we all have a huge responsibility as we launch this new show to, you know, it's cliche, but be a voice for the voiceless. If we have these lawmakers on, these CEOs on, these leaders on, what are those who never have access to these folks? What questions do they need answered? It's incumbent on us to ask them. And by the way, if they don't answer, to ask them again, right? To press for actual answers for people who deserve it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, congratulations on the new show. Very excited for you. This was so fun to talk to you. This was such a nice way to sort of start my day and have a few laughs. Congratulations. And we'll be watching and wish you all the best. And enjoy those little beautiful little kids of yours as well. And we'll talk soon. Poppy Harlow, everyone. Thanks for being on. Great to have you.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
There you go. How great is she? Poppy Harlow, CNN This Morning. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, spread the word about the podcast, tell your friends about it, and always want to get new listeners. And please follow me on social media @PaulMercurio. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, everybody.